I want to echo the sentiments of my colleagues in the United States Senate and the American people by saying that I am extremely disappointed that any American, and especially one in uniform, would mistreat or humiliate another human being and commit such atrocious acts. The acts depicted in those photographs shown around the world do not in any way represent the values of the United States of America or her armed forces. I know our military men and women, and they serve this country with great honor. The abuse of these Iraqi detainees is a serious issue, not just because it violated human rights, it also tarnished our national credibility. Furthermore, the inflammatory actions of a few have provided our enemies with a lucrative venue to question American values and our true intentions in this war on terror. Unfortunately, a breakdown of discipline combined with a handful of morally deficient individuals has resulted in serious implications for our national security and the security of over 130,000 service members who are striving to accomplish our goals in Iraq. Over the past year, through dedication and sacrifice, and I must emphasize strong military leadership, our soldiers have made incredible breakthroughs. The United States and its allies have freed 50 million people from oppressive regimes, removed credible threats to our national security, destroyed burgeoning terrorist incubators, and set two countries on the path to democratic and free market reform. In Iraq, 2,600 schools have been rehabilitated, and now more than 5.5 million children are enriching their minds, free from the corruption of a repressive regime and its teachings. Women now have a voice in their own government. All 240 hospitals in Iraq are open. More than 1,200 clinics have been established. And on the streets and in the countryside each day, our military medical professionals offer assistance to the citizens of Iraq in addition to caring for their own. After 30 years of being denied the most fundamental freedoms, today more than 170 independent newspapers are currently operating throughout Iraq, providing each member of that country an opportunity to participate in free and robust debate. And yes, the opportunity to view those horrendous pictures from Abu Ghraib prison. Trust among the Iraqi people had slowly been established. Bonds have been made, and sadly for now, many of those bonds have been broken. This legislative body, the United States Senate, is absolutely correct in focusing on the root causes behind these instances of prisoner abuse and doing everything within its power to ensure that such abuse never, never happens again. And I would expect no less from the Department of Defense to do the same. Transparency is of the utmost importance to our national credibility and security. Fundamental to our success in the global war on terror is winning the hearts and minds of freedom-loving people who were held captive by a violent few. We are not company to that violent element, and we denounce anyone who is.